I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is our opportunity to revel in the gospel, to rejoice in the good news that we have been given. This is such a great, gospel means good news. It's the best news ever that me, a sinner, can be saved by God's amazing grace. That I can trade in my sin, my death, my disease, my brokenness, and receive life, forgiveness, cleansing, wholeness, transformation. All because of what Jesus did on the cross for me. We have bread and juice. Reminds us of Jesus' body broken, his blood poured out on the cross to transform sinners into saints, to welcome us into relationship with him, to forgive us all our sins, and to make us his forever. If you've come to that place where you recognize, I understand what I deserve, I understand who I am as a sinner before you, I don't want that. I understand, Jesus, you took my place and you paid my price. And I come to you needy, broken, with nothing to offer but my sin. And I'm eager to receive your forgiveness, your cleansing, your righteousness. I want your blood to cover me, to wash me clean. I want your spirit to come inside and make me a new creation. Make this dead heart alive again, alive to relationship with you. If you've received that gift, if not, I'm just going to ask, why not? Why not? Right now, right here, simply cry out to him, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, because of what Jesus did on the cross for me. We'll offer you bread and juice. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're clinging to Jesus and Jesus alone, if you're trusting in what he did for you as your only hope before a holy, holy, holy God, take bread, take juice, hold those in your hand, reflect on what he did for you. And once we've all been served as a body of believers, we'll give him thanks together and we'll take that together as a family of believers. Thank you, Jesus, for taking my place, for paying my price, for being a God who is merciful, gracious, withholding just judgment and pouring out good gifts I will never deserve. Taking sinners and making us saints, bringing us into relationship with you where we can enjoy your presence forever and ever and ever. Jesus, we look back to the cross and we acknowledge what it cost. All we can say is thank you. We receive grace from your hand, his body broken for you.